You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, here with, of course, my friend, Sia Chandler. She is going to be telling us all about the decades of love. And, of course, we are doing nothing else but bringing you the best of great gospel music. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, bringing you community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver. That's K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. Well, the gospel train, of course, that leaves out every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM. And of course, you can always log on 24/7 at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, I want you to, of course, say hello, hello, hello. Miss Sia, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Miss Deb. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning. God bless you. Thank you so much for riding on the train with me this morning. We're going to talk about the decades of love and all the things that you're going to be doing.
Well, thank you so much for having me, because without people to listen to us, we would not be an effective band.
Well, that's true. But you do a lot in this community.
Thank you, Ms. Dim.
A principal and, you know, these great pies, bacon and stuff.
Yes.
You know? So we're going to get the train rolling down the track. We got a little Kurt Carr. What do we have? James Cleveland, Brooklyn Mass, and a little Al Green that we're going to be bringing to you. All right. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes,
yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Stand one day and watch mother go home. Glory to God. I stood on the banks of Jordan. Watched the ship of Zion go sailing over. Help us tonight.
Thank you. the land is laying barren, desolation everywhere. The harvest that we long for, we look, but it's not there. The devil sows his evil seed to thwart the master's plan. Tired and discouraged, the servants work as best they can. Send down a Holy Ghost revival, revive us. Send the rain from heaven, flood our thirsty souls. We need a Holy Ghost revival, revive. The sky seems brass above us as we look for promised rain. We sow the seed of precious truth to reap the gold. Harvest come, so Lord, send the Holy Spirit, come and glorify your Son. Send down a Holy Ghost revive, revive us. Send the rain from heaven, flood our thirsty souls. We need a Holy Ghost revival, revive us, Lord. Open up the heavens,
while the dew and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush, they're singing, and the
there's nothing like a little Al Green early in the morning.
Indeed. Indeed.
Praise God. Nothing like walking in the garden. I remember Mahalia Jackson singing that. That song.
That spiritual, you know, is a beautiful piece of work. It's relevant at all times.
Yes. Praise God. Well, you're riding on the rock gospel train, and I have my guest, Sia Chandler, here with me, telling us all about Decades of Love. Every year they do such a phenomenal time play and just performance during this time, during this season. And it's a time of giving and of love. So, Sia, tell us a little bit about what all that you do.
So, I am the founder and the lead singer of the Decades of Love. We started back in 2009 to raise funds. It wasn't just to raise funds. I was actually going through a heartbreak, so I reached out to God and said, I need some healing, and through music that became the Decades of Love. And through that, I also wanted to give back to the community, so it's a fundraiser. We are a nonprofit organization that gives away to other small nonprofit organizations here in Colorado. I am the principal of Emily Griffith High School, going on my second year there as the principal. Prior to that, I was the GED director for Denver Public Schools by way of Emily Griffith for 3 years. And I've been in DPS since 1991. So I've been in DPS. Here a while. I'm DPS product, elementary, middle school, and high school. So, and I just work my way right on up through the ranks.
Amen.
I also have a bean pie company. No, I don't just bake bean pies. I actually have a small entourage of pies that I actually consider myself an expert in. And Miss Deb is one of my favorite customers.
I'm telling
of my
you, you guys got to check her out on the pies, because she got cheesecake,
sweet potato cheesecake, bean. I try all kinds of things as long as my customers allow me to have fun. It's not that too. Is a ministry for me as well, because I love to bake. And so the singing is a ministry, education is a ministry, and then baking is a ministry. So all those facets, I am everything I do through Christ, through God. And so that's a blessing to be able to give of myself that way.
Praise God.
Indeed.
So you formed this Decades of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I know every year you're always giving to a certain organization. This year, is there a certain organization that you're going to be giving to?
It is. So for those of you that have been following the news, you know that Denver Public Schools is in the straight when it comes to money. We are over budget and under enrolled. So I have decided that I'm going to donate to my school. Each year we have, prior to the COVID time frame, we had two graduations, and we had to minimalize our graduations, and we started just having one. So what I've decided to do, because I like to give, we like to feed them at this, I'm going to be paying for our graduation this year and hopefully catering it. Hopefully, I will be. We are going to raise enough money to pay for every graduate and every family member that comes to eat at this first graduation. And it will be February the 3rd. So very good, timely money that will be coming in, because I want them to have the experience of having a elegant graduation. Yes. And I think it's not just the diploma that they're getting, but I want to give them self-esteem. I want to give them encouragement and some food. Food is always good.
But they say feed the spirit, feed the mind.
There it is. Amen. Amen. So I will be funding. The goal is to fund our first graduation of the year.
Praise God. That's the 2022 graduates.
Yes, 2022, praise 23 God. Graduates.
Okay, so we do have a blessing for the community out here.
Yes.
And she is going to be giving away two tickets.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So if I'm
going
to come
and this event is going to be, this coming Thursday.
It is.
The 15th.
It is.
At 7 o'clock at the Soul Dove. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So let me give you a little down low on that, though. We are sold out. So if you don't get these two tickets and you haven't gotten your tickets, we'll see you next time, if there's a next time. I'm going to be giving out my phone number, and I'm the third caller. I will be giving you your tickets, and how we're going to do it is you'll call in, and we'll talk about it, and we'll make sure you get the two tickets the night of the concert. It's December 15th, 7 p.m. at the Soil Dove in Lawry, the underground Soil Dove.
Praise God. Okay.
All right.
Give
here
out
we go.
Your phone number.
Here we go. You ready? 720-231-9539. Again, 720-231-9539. I'm looking for that third caller.
That's right. Here we go. We got some breaks coming up, and then, of course, we're going to be playing a little Jesus is the Reason by the Decades of Love. So give us a call.
Sounds good.
What's the number again?
720-231-9539.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thanks to our sponsor, the Makery Cake Company, specializing in art form baking and creating cakes that are uniquely you for weddings, birthdays, and special occasions. Custom cake quote and additional information available online at themakery.com or 720-270-4042.
We all want to support organizations that will make a positive difference in our community and the world. KUVO checks all the boxes. We rely on you to support the programs, to be as vibrant as they have always been, to help us connect you to new music, new talents, and so much more. Your year-end gift will create brighter days. Go online to KUVO.org. Thank you.
This is Ray. Happy holidays from KUVO. I hope you have a great holiday season. We wish you that from KUVO. And also, Happy New Year.
Good evening. How's everybody feeling? All right, we're going to have a wonderful time tonight. We're just going to bless our program tonight. Father God, we thank you. And we may pray blessings on this program tonight. Everyone that's here, in Jesus' name, amen. I always like to do that. Is that all right? All right, we're getting ready to have a wonderful time. You ready?
Yes.
Are you really ready?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think they're ready. So welcome, Sia, the Lovelies, and the Decades Band. Give it up for them. Yeah, they made me dress different this time. I know, no. I want to be a part of something, too. How y'all doing? Y'all look good. Yeah, I can see you. Hey, now, whoever that was,
We're so glad that you guys came. And we're really glad that we get an opportunity to start the holiday season for you. For those of you that haven't had the chance to get into the Christmas spirit, take this ride with us. And I promise you, when you leave, you will go and put your tree up or garland your rail or whatever you do to make it feel or look good. First of all, I would like to acknowledge who we are here for. Mr. Williams came to me. Actually, if you've been to every show, Mr. Williams is the guy that I acknowledge because he sells most of the tickets, and it's never for him. It's always for somebody else. But this year, he asked me to do raise funds for sickle cell anemia because they have found that it's not a practice for them to give money for that organization. So we are here to do that tonight. You are here because it's your money that we're giving. So give yourselves a hand. We just paying you back in song, so thank you. So we're getting ready to bless the show, and I know somebody said, bless it. It's about Christmas. It's all about Jesus. Right, but you know, we're decades. We do things a little different. So before we start singing a bunch of Christmas songs, we're going to bless the show and remind you that Christ is in Christmas, and Jesus is the reason for the season.
Oh, remember you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. See, we got a million calls here.
Yes, we did.
But we did get our caller three. God bless each and every one of you. Guys, keep that number because I'm telling you, if you need some pies and the delivery, she got a blessing for you. It'll come right on through.
Thank you.
And it'll be a great show. And maybe next year you guys can... I don't know. Maybe God will bless you to another show.
Yeah,
you know?
Nobody knows. We always try to go according to how we're led. And so you're right. Nobody knows when the next time that we'll be able to do this.
Yeah, but we do know during
the 15th. What we do know is the 15th of December, we will be at the Soil Dove. And so we do have a winner. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling. This was really fun. Also wanted to let you know that if you choose, or if you have not gotten your tickets, and of course we're sold out, but you choose to donate to the cause, feel free to go to our website at decadesoflove.com. There's a donate button at the bottom, and feel free to give to the cause. If anything happens technologically that does not allow you to give, because sometimes we do have those things, just give us a call and we'll take the donation over the phone. And you have my number, 720-231-9539. Thank you.
Thank you so much for just the audience just being a blessing to you, and you being a blessing to our community.
Thank you, Ms. Deb. You do so much stuff,
and we really, really appreciate it, especially for our youth, because we need it. They have really you know, this pandemic has really, really...
Woo, it's no joke.
Yeah.
And it hasn't just affected our children, but it has affected our souls.
Yes, it has.
You know, it's gone past the mental state. It's gone past the physical state. It has truly put an impression on our souls.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about a little Christmas medley right now. Okay, let's bring
this thing I love up. The fact that you're playing us. It's so nice to hear us. It's so nice. Thank you, Miss Deb.
Always. God bless you.
do was call. Sometimes it was in the morning, sometimes late at night. But when I got up on my knees, Jesus, everything was all right. Oh, 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 Jesus. My rose of Sharon. My lily of the valley.
Calling your name.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. My mountain mover. Every day, yes, yes. Every day is the same. Oh, 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 Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Oh, how I love, I love, I love, I love to call on your holy name. Hey, hey, Jesus, Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, every day.
I know we're all expecting something big, but do me a favor.
It's Christmas. Before you wrap or unwrap a present.
Before you set the food on the table.
Before you set the food on the table.
Do me one favor, please.
Don't ignore, dismiss all that's happened.
The madness.
The madness.
If you don't mind.
It's Christmas.
I've heard stories about how
there's a mother desperate.
Father,
Father, trying hard to believe.
God, we need you.
I'm asking for my wants, just my needs.
Please, I hear the world saying,
we need a song. Send us a song.
I got good news for you. I know one, and
his name is Jesus.
Master.
Master,
he's a ruler. Redeemer.
Redeemer,
if you're ever in need, if you ever get sick, I'm living proof that he's a, I got good news, I know a man, and I don't know what you're expecting under the Christmas tree, but I know somebody who died on a tree, who came to set you free, his name. Depression and anxiety try so hard to weigh us down. I got good news for you. There's hope, my friend. His name. Wonderful. Counselor. Prince of Peace. His name is. Wonderful. Counselor. Prince of Peace.
Well, that's a brand new one from Pastor Micah Jr. That's right here on the Gospel Train. Talk about this Christmas, just Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about, just Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed.
Praise God. I do want to remind you, though, that the History of African American Music, they had their last show December 16th. That's featuring Ron Ivory's band. And I'm telling you, it is a great, great show. It goes from the 1970s to present music, and I'm telling you, it's going to be at the Arvada Center for the Arts, and that's going to be on the 16th. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, you need to go there at 6901 Wadsworth. So see, you can go to the Decades of Love, mm-hmm. okay, on the 15th, and then on the 16th, if you weren't able to get tickets for the Decades of Love.
The music is still happening. The music is still happening.
That's right. We are definitely celebrating. But I do want to remind you that you're cordially invited to the Back to Basics Restored the Altar 3-day event. Today is the last day. That's Elder C.L. Garrett. And it's a host of guests that's going to be at the House of Joy tonight at 7 o'clock. It's going to conclude today, yes. And these are some young ministries. I mean, she is very, very young and very anointed. And so for more information, you can always call 720-625-0731 for more information. And, of course, Hazel Maddow is going to be featured at the Arts and Wellness. That's right. That's going to be in January. So, see, we're going to take you all the way into January because that's going to be January 28th from 2 to 3 at the Cross Purpose at 3030 Richard Allen Court. And you can always give them a call at 720-244-1823.
We've got iconic people still.
Yes.
You got Hazel Miller, Ron Ivey. I mean, these are Colorado's own beautiful people.
And we
got to
support, we got to continue to support all the things that they're doing and the color of that African American. Music event is the Colorado Black Arts Festival.
It's beautiful.
So they are doing a lot of different events going around town, so
awesome.
You definitely want to support them. I got coming up, of course, Antoine Hutchins, and God is God and not I.
Say that.
God. And not I.
Mm-hmm.
Not I, but God.
There it is. There it is.
Stay with us as we continue to roll down the track. We got Sia Chandler with us, with the Decades of Love.
Yes, rolling on the train.
You got an eye.
Yeah.
I messed up every time I tried on my own. Wiser than I.
That's my story.
I can't do this thing alone. Stronger than I.
Testify, y'all.
I realize when I am weak, you are strong.
They are fun. Mercy has proven that you care. You've done beyond all that I can see. So my declaration is clear. You're the one. Try it on my own, you're wiser than
Support for KUVO's signature event Live at the Vineyards comes from Dos Abuelas, a catering service celebrating Puerto Rican heritage. Menu catering at comaldosabuelas.com.
This is Chuck, and I'd like to thank everybody out there for donating to the KUVO family. It's your donations that make this station possible, and it brings the great music that we all love and enjoy to us each and every day.
This is Ray. Happy holidays from KUVO. I hope you have a great holiday season. We wish you that from KUVO. And also, Happy New Year.
Okay, we're back with more great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. And I got my friend, my home girl,
Miss Debs in the house. Woo, woo.
Cecilia Taylor riding with me today. Yes. That's right. So we're going to take it back because, you know, I remember groups like the Main Ingredients.
Mm.
You know, in your show, you incorporate not only Christmas gospel, but you do urban, you do R&B,
we do country.
Do all kind of stuff, because I got one coming up. Mm. Baby, it's cold outside.
That's actually one of that's one of our favorites. Actually, we have a good time with that, and the singer that sings that with me is Isaac. He's an original Decades of Love member.
Really?
Came from day one, 2009, Cleo Parker Robinson.
Praise
He's jumped
God.
Off from there. When we met each other prior to that at Cleo Parker's, because we were in the first black all cast Little Shop of Horrors at Cleo's, and that's where I met Isaac, because he was Seymour and I was Audrey. And
ever since then,
we've been together singing ever since then.
Yes, well, you are so, so talented. So let's listen a little bit to a little Main Ingredients talking about Shame on the World.
Come on now, talk about it.
Everybody knows that we don't generally sing about religion, but we felt this was a story that had to be told. Well, there's a message here for everybody, whether you're young or old. Shame on the world.
Shame on the world. Jesus is coming again. Shame on the world. What am I gonna buy with no?
You're in touch and in tune to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. That was none other than Lisa Berry talking about, do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? That's her version.
That's right.
I'm loving it. But we are winding down, and it is time for us to get the train back to the track.
So
and
soon,
I'm dying,
so
no, and I'm just enjoying
so much.
We're
having so a good time in here.
Rolling
Deb
around,
over there,
around.
Getting her little dance on with the music. And
I got it going on up
yes,
in here. I hope you guys are praising God like I do.
I do.
And feel the Spirit of the Lord.
Beautiful.
So thank you so much for joining us today. See, I thank you. We're going to let you take us out with take us back home, I should say, not take us out, but take us back home with Baby It's Cold Outside, one of your versions. And I love it. I love it. You guys do such a wonderful job.
Thank you, Ms. Deb, for playing this. This is, like I said, one of our favorites. So
yeah.
We appreciate it.
Go with God in all of your ways and remember to love each and every person that you meet. Share that love, not only during this season, but every single day of your life. Because as God spreads his love to you, spread that love. Don't keep it locked
Amen.
In.
Amen.
Just spread it. Here we go. God bless you. And God willing, I will see you next week.
Yay. Thanks, Ms. Deb and the Gospel Train.
Always. Here we go.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
This was on. What happened?
I didn't do anything.
was weird. Huh. I know it was playing.